This is the Aviat Merli of the 3rd of May 2026. Original date, the 18th of January 2010. In order to become a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance, the same as Father Brahma, make a timetable for your mind and practice being a bodiless karma yogi while doing everything. Today, love in particular is merged in all of you children everywhere. Today is called the Day of Remembrance. From Amrit Vela, Bapdada has been seeing everywhere, in this land and abroad, that the portrait of the Father's love is visible in each of the children's heart, and the portrait of the love of each child is merged in the Father's heart. Today in particular is called the Day of Love, the Day of Remembrance. Bapdada saw the necklaces of the pearls of love of the children even before Amrit Vela. In the heart of each child, the song is playing automatically. My Baba, Brahma Baba, Sweet Baba. And in Bapdada's heart, the song is playing, Sweet Children, Lovely Children. Today, in each one, rather than all the other powers, the power of love is merged in each one to a greater extent. This godly love, this spiritual love, is only experienced at the confluence age. Only those who are experienced know this love from God. It makes all of you children into easy yogis. Bapdada saw in all the children that many, many experiences of love are merged in them. The basis of your birth is love. There isn't a single child visible. Other powers may be lacking, but the experience of the Father's love and the love of the special souls who have become instruments is visible in the hearts and on the faces of the majority of you children. What made all of you especially come here today? In which plane did you come? Did you come by train or plane? Everyone's face shows that love is merged in all of you, and all of you arrived here in the plane of love. No matter what you had to do, all of you arrived here in the plane of love. Today is called the Day of Remembrance, but as well as the Day of Remembrance, it is also called the Day of Power. Today is called the Coronation Day, because it was on this day that Bapdada, and especially Father Brahma, crowned the instrument Mahavir children with the crown of world service. The Father, Father Brahma himself, became unknown and gave the children the tilak of remembrance for world service. He made the children Karanhar, the ones who do, and himself Karavanhar, the one who inspires it to be done. He gave the blessing of the angelic form, the same as himself, and gave them a crown of light. So seeing the children carrying out their duty, according to the blessing that Bapdada gave of the crown and the tilak, Bapdada is pleased. The children put the blessing for service into practice, and seeing this, Bapdada is pleased. Father Brahma is especially giving multi-million-fold congratulations for the part that you have played until now, and the further part that you have to play. Wah, children, wah. Baba toured around abroad too, and what did he see? Each child merged in love. You have received powers from the Father, because this day is especially for receiving blessings of the powers with love. Bapdada saw that some children are deeply lost in remembrance and are engaged in doing service. They experience very good Amritvela. They even have the experience of being bodiless. But when it is time to become Karma Yogis, there is then a difference in being able to do both together, of being a yogi and of acting. They make effort to have a balance of karma and yoga, but although they do experience a powerful stage at Amritvela, there is difference in their action. They have to labour. Bapdada has told all of you children that the destruction of this world is to take place suddenly. If, because of not paying attention throughout the day, you fail to imbibe something, there is then a difference in your stage of being a karma yogi. So what will you then do when destruction comes? Bapdada is not going to announce the date of the destruction of the world. Do you know when your life is going to come to an end? Do any of you know on what date your death is going to take place? Do any of you? Those who know, raise your hands. Anything can happen suddenly. When something happens through the elements, so many die at that same time. So do not become careless by thinking of the date of the destruction of the world. The slogan of your Jagadamba, World Mother, was, never say sometime, Kab, but now, Ab. Anything can happen tomorrow, but I definitely have to remain ever ready. So do all of you pay this much attention to your preparation? Have you settled the accounts of your karma? In all four subjects, knowledge, yoga, dana, and service, have you made such preparations in every way? Have you checked that you experience complete and unlimited disinterest? Have you checked in your heart whether you are ever ready? Are you a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance? Father Brahma made himself like this with his efforts, and the experienced children saw it. In no way was there any atmosphere of his karmic accounts, because his frequent practice of becoming bodiless helped to make him bodiless suddenly. One day he flew away. Did anyone imagine that Father Brahma was going to go? However, he was a conqueror of attachment. While having his hand in the hands of the children, was there any attraction? He became an angel. After giving the children the tilak to become angels, he departed. The reason for this was the practice of being bodiless over a long period of time. Many experienced children who lived with Baba had the experience of that. While doing everything, he would become bodiless. The reason for the difference in your karma yogi stage is that while you are acting, it doesn't remain emerged in your awareness, I am a soul. Everyone knows this. What type of soul am I? I, this soul, am Karavan Ha, and these physical organs are Karan Ha. While doing everything, be an embodiment of the awareness of the self-respect of Karavan Ha. Even if you have to get something done with your physical organs, remember, I am Karavan Ha, I am the master. If you are set on that seat, all of your physical organs will then remain in order. Without each of you being set on your seat, no one will listen to you. The soul is Karavan Ha, and your physical organs are Karan Ha, not Karavan Ha. You heard about the experience of Father Brahma, of how in the beginning Father Brahma would practice this daily. At the end of the day, he would hold court of all his physical organs. Older children would have seen Baba's diary, in which Baba used to hold court daily, and being Karavan Ha, the master, he would have a daily exchange with all his physical organs. In the beginning, Father Brahma paid this much attention, and so you too have to consider yourselves to be Karavan Ha, the masters, because you souls are kings, and your physical organs are your companions. So check what the condition was of your mind, intellect, sanskars, nature or sanskars, whatever you want to call them, today. By your checking them, instantly your physical organs pay attention, because their king is going to ask them about their welfare. So the soul, the king, who is Karavan Ha, has to check Karan Ha, the physical organs. Otherwise it is seen that some children say, we do order our physical organs, but they change. We make effort, but some sanskars and nature do not remain in order. The reason for this is that you do not remain set on your seat of self-respect. Unless you are seated on your seat, no matter how many orders you give, even those who obey your orders are not going to listen to you. So, while doing everything, remain set on your seat of being Karavan Ha, the master. Some children even have a heart-to-heart conversation with Bap Dada and say, Baba, you have made us into almighty authorities, those with all powers, not even those with some powers. But as soon as each child took his Brahmin birth, you gave them the blessing of being an almighty authority. Do you remember the blessing given to you at the time of your birth? The Father gave each child the blessing of being a Master Almighty Authority. Who gave the blessing? The Almighty Authority. However, you complain that the power you need at that time doesn't come, that it doesn't obey your orders. Why is that? Since you have this blessing from the Almighty Authority, there is no one greater than Him. If you issue an order while being stable in the stage of the blessing, it would not be possible for you to issue an order and for that power not to obey you. One is that the soul is the master. You have received that blessing from the Almighty Authority. So while you are stable in that form, you are the master, and you have that blessing. Therefore, issue an order while stable in the stage of the awareness of two forms. It is impossible for that power not to listen to you, because you have the blessing, and you have a right at the confluence age to the Father's property. All of you have received the title of an almighty authority. It is just that you don't remain stable in that stage. You don't remain in that stage all the time. There is sometimes in this. Remove this word sometimes from your Brahmin dictionary. Be present right now. You say, Baba, we remember you, and you become present. Do you have this experience? Raise your hands. Do you have this experience? Now look, you are raising your hands. The Father becomes present. The Lord becomes present. And so what is this power? You have received these powers from the Father's property. So issue an order while being the master. When you issue an order while not being a master, you lose your power. Therefore, if you issue an order in such a stage, then if you are not their master, why should the powers obey you? So, what does Bapdada want now? You know that, do you not? The Father wants each of his children, while doing everything, to be a king child, a master of himself, and not let go of the seat of his self-sovereignty. A king is a king throughout the whole day, is he not? Or is he a king sometimes and not at other times? To be seated on the throne or not is a different matter. But even while at home, he doesn't forget that he is the king. So let there not be any difference between being a karma yogi and having a powerful stage of accurate yoga at Amritvela. It is double work, but who are you? You are the world transformers and the world benefactors. This is why the Father wants you, while you are walking and moving around, not to forget being the king. Do not let go of your seat. Without your seat, no one would obey your orders. Nowadays, just see how much they do for a seat. They try so hard to claim their right. None of them wants to let go of their right. So you should claim your godly right. Who am I? Every moment that you are working, even while doing your work, make a timetable for your mind. While doing this particular work, what should the self-respect of my mind be? What aim will I keep today? At the time of carrying out your work, from your list of self-respect, create different timetables. Just as you fix a timetable for your physical work, in the same way, fix a timetable for your mind. You know that you have to do this work at this time, so what self-respect will you keep with that work? With which form of self-respect will you claim the right of a master? Create a timetable for your mind for this. You know how to make a timetable, do you not? Do you mothers know how to make it? Mothers, make a program for yourselves. At the time of preparing food, what self-respect will you keep emerged in your intellect? There is a long garland of self-respect. The garland of self-respect is so long that you can continue to count it and become merged in it. Some children say about a long period of time. As yet, we cannot see any signs of destruction. The date is not yet fixed for that, so we will do it at some point. It will happen. This is carelessness. You are world benefactors in giving the message. So some children think that there is still time left, and that they will give the message as they progress further. But no. Those to whom you give the message later will complain to you. What will they complain about? Why did you not tell us earlier so that we could have done something? You are telling us now at the last moment. Now we can only recognize him and say, O God, your divine activities are wonderful. We can only say this, but we will not be able to claim a status. Why? There has to be the cooperation of a long period of time. All of you sitting here are heirs, are you not? Those of you who consider yourself to be heirs, raise your hands. Are you heirs? Acha, if you are heirs, then are you going to receive your full inheritance or a little? All of you would say that you want a full inheritance. The full inheritance is 21 complete births from the beginning to the end. Not as royal subjects, but to come into the royal family. You have to come into the royal family. Only one will sit on the throne. A couple will sit on it. But when the court is held there, the special instrument souls of the royal family who sit there will be crowned. They do not sit without a crown. And there will be those who are consulted about every task. It is not that just the one will rule. They do everything there with consultation. And this is why, if you want to receive your full inheritance, then... From the first birth to the end, 21 full births, not only half. You're not going to depart midway. There is not going to be untimely death. So, are you going to claim your full inheritance, or be happy with just a little? Your Mateshwari Jagadamba always had the aim that whatever Srimat Bapdada gave, whatever Srimat she had been given for thoughts, words and actions, she definitely had to do it. Those who are going to claim their full inheritance must keep this aim in their intellects. Suddenly, ever ready, and a long period of time. Remember these three things together. This is why Bapdada's blessing for all of you children who are the lamps of hope is... Constantly remember these three things and show the practical proof of becoming the lamps of hope. Acha. Those of you from abroad are cooperative in serving with your minds, are you not? Bapdada has seen that the expansion is taking place in all religions. It is not just one religion. It is not just the Hindu religion, but that of the Muslims, the Buddhists and the Christians. All of them are gradually taking an interest in spirituality. Earlier, people used to be afraid when they heard the name of Brahma Kumaris. What are they saying? Destruction, destruction? And what do they now say? Now they say, tell us when destruction will take place. How will it happen? What should we do? It is a guarantee that it will happen. All of you have this guarantee, do you not? Whether from abroad or from Barrett, you have this guarantee, do you not? Babdada has given the signal to make your effort intense. Not just effort, because the time for making effort has gone, and now it is time for intense effort. Not sometime, but now. You have to do this now and become this now. So it has to happen. Acha. To all you intense effort makers everywhere who step forward with constant zeal and enthusiasm and who do everything with a true heart, Babdada is seeing the tilak of victory on your foreheads. Each child is merged in Babdada's heart, and the father is merged in each child's heart. You children are merged in the father's heart. Congratulations, congratulations, and namaste with congratulations. Blessing. May you be a master creator and use your powerful stage to stay away from all the attractions of creation. When a master creator remains stable in the powerful stage and intoxication of being master knowledgeful, he will then be able to stay away from all attractions. This is because the creation will now create even more different colours and forms. Therefore, you do have to forget all of the mistakes of childhood that remain, such as carelessness, laziness, and a don't care attitude. You can then reveal your powerful form of a Shakti, your form of holding the weapons, your constantly illuminated form. Only then will you be called a master creator. Slogan: be so hard, so firm in the state of your mind that no situation is able to melt it. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. No matter what type of atmosphere you live in, let your stage always be unshakable and immovable. When an instrument gives you advice, do not become confused with that, because those who are instruments are already experienced. Even if any of their directions are not clear, do not have any upheaval. Tell them patiently that you will try to understand it, for only then will your stage remain constant, unshakable, and immovable. Om Shanti.